Welcome to the City Center Podcast from West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm Jerry Marcello. The West Palm Beach Green Market is a weekly event that has become a big part of the city's identity. And it's no wonder, with over 100 vendors and many, many visitors, the Green Market is a place to eat, drink, buy wonderful products, and share paradise with hundreds of your closest friends. Now, it's your chance to help the Green Market reach a very special kind of national recognition. Joining me today to talk about it is Mary Pinnock, Marketing and Community Events Manager for the City of West Palm Beach, and Angela Poco, Community Events Supervisor for the City's Parks and Recreation Department. Mary and Angela, welcome.
Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, listen, let's start with a brief look back at where the Green Market first got started and how it grew into what it is today.
So it's hard to believe, but we are at the tail end of our 29th season of the West Palm Beach Green Market, right? So way back when, former Mayor Nancy Graham had a vision to have a weekly market in West Palm Beach. And at that time, we really had no competition at the time. I don't think there was any. And it started in the old parking lot of the former City Hall with 13 vendors.
Just 13 vendors.
13, and the only produce we had, I have to be truthful and tell you that we went to Publix the night before and purchased because we had no farmers back then. Thank goodness we do now.
Wow. And so it obviously had some, great traction, and week after week, more and more people came.
Absolutely. We've grown from a small market of, I think we literally had 13 vendors day one, to 125 vendors that really scramble to be in the market. It's turned out to be a very prestigious market for them to be.
Yeah, I understand. It's a real competition to be a part of this.
Yeah, but the fun part was we moved locations from being at Old City Hall lot. That was when I joined. We moved to the beautiful renovated waterfront, and we started there with 60 vendors. And from there, as Mary said, we are now at 125 with a wait list of people to get in.
So that's amazing. And obviously, it's become very, very popular. You all have won awards over the years. And now we're talking about a very prestigious award. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We're very pleased to say that for the past 3 years, we have won the USA Today's 10 Best Farmers Market for the nation. It's quite a privilege for 3 years in the running.
3 years in a row against every green market in the country.
Pretty big odds, huh?
Wow. And now we're going for four?
Totally going for four. We're going to score four, we hope.
Well, so we'll be talking about more about how people can vote and help you guys become the fourth Pete. I don't know what the actual quad winner,
pots, yes.
Maybe. I don't know. But we're going to go see. We can work that out. We're going to tell people how to do that in just a minute. But what we're really here to do is to talk about and sort of give a user's guide. You guys know the green market inside and out. What are the top tips for having the best time when you go to the green market?
Well, there definitely are some tips. We are a very busy market, we're happy to say, which is one of the reasons I think we have 125 vendors, because it's very lucrative for them as small businesses to be out here. So one of the first things that we like to say to do, because there are 125 vendors on the waterfront, is to check out the map in advance and the vendor list on our website. So, it's a snap to check that map. You can just go right online in advance. And if you have favorites, you can see where they're at. We hope you're not in a hurry, but if you're in a hurry, you can, get in there and hit them as quickly as possible. And otherwise, you can just really create your own little path for the day. Or if you've got all day, for goodness sake, come down and just saunter through it all and end with a nice set of music on the waterfront that we have as well.
Fantastic. Where is that map located?
So it's on wpb.org/events, and then you just click the little green market button and it comes, you'll see it right there in the vendor.
Very
vendor
cool.
Tab.
wpb.org/events.
Absolutely.
I'm writing that down. Okay, so we've talked about one. Now, let me, a quick aside before we move on. We've talked a little bit about the vendors, and you've got how many this year?
125.
125. The competition is fierce. How do you select these these vendors?
You know, it's funny because Angela's laughing too. We have a Shark Tank experience, literally, because we had, what did we have, like over 300, didn't we, apply?
Yeah, there were over 300.
So the first thing that we have to do is go through those applications and make sure they're a category that the green market has in it, because we don't handle arts and crafts. We are we try to be a pretty pure green market, and then we schedule 2 to 3 days in a location offsite from City Hall to have up to 5 independent judges that have nothing to do with the city or us. We don't judge the vendors. The vendors are given a 5-minute time slot. We do it by category, and they literally Shark Tank.
Wow.
They come in with their samples and their pitch, and the judges score them, and the best in each category get in. And it's great for us too. It gives us full knowledge before the market of who's going to be in our market. I mean, you know, if you are on site and you see, well, that's not what you presented. You know, we know all about our vendors before they get there.
It helps us gather the information too, because it is done through a software program. So it takes all the human error out of the process. So, you know, they really have to do their homework and put all the effort in the beginning to identify themselves as a vendor with their background information. So it helps the judging process along, and it gives the judges a little heads up as to what their questions might be, because we try to pick people that are better suited for events or food and beverage. So that's their area of expertise.
Oh, so it's a real testimony to the success and high expectations of the green market that your selection process is so fastidious, and the people who want to be there really, really, really want to be there.
They do. It's a big effort. And I should say, we do give extra points for West Palm Beach-based residents, businesses. If you've been in the market in the past, you get a little extra points there too, because we do know that continuity is important as well, but we also know that new vendors are very important. And we love seeing the new things. Like every year there's something that we're like, well, we've never seen that before.
Wow. So.
Well, okay, so tip number two, tell us.
Well, this one I'm super excited about. We now produce a MasterChef showcase, and that started this year. We did a one-off about 4 years ago, or 2019, just a quick one on site. And as we've been growing, and the amount of unique raw talent that's at that market in general would blow your mind if you knew what some of those vendors do for a living outside of just being a vendor. But the culinary talent that's there is incredible. Not to mention just West Palm Beach in general. I mean, we have some James Beard winners in our city, our local restaurants, and different catering people. And it was a great way to showcase what West Palm Beach has in general. And we started with 12 individual chefs that were either green market vendors, local merchant restaurants, or caterers for the West Palm Beach area. We started with 12, and we broke them down into brackets. 3 competed each month, and then we got down to the 2 semifinal rounds, and now April 6th, we're looking to do our final chef showcase.
Wow.
So that's pretty exciting.
So for the benefit of folks who haven't been to a showcase, what exactly can they expect? What will they see?
I have to tell you, it is amazing to watch them on site. If you've ever watched like Top Chef or, you know, Chopped, it is just that. We provide the protein, and we provide them with the cuisine type. So it's going to be Italian, and we picked chicken. Everything has to be done on site. They can't prefabricate anything prior to all the chopping, the dicing, everything, the sauces. Has to be done on site. They have 45 minutes, and we have, again, a panel of judges, not city-related, usually. Occasionally, we have a couple special guests, but it's a lot of fun. They have 45 minutes to produce a small plate with a full entree. So
that's great. So is there a specific time this happens, or is it?
Yeah. So 11:30. It's the first Saturday of every month, and it's at 11:30. And like I said, they wrap it up at 12:15. We literally say, you're done. put your plates down, we're done. So it's been an experience just to watch it grow. And I will tell you, there is not an empty seat in the house, because we do put out spectator chairs, and you learn a lot about their cooking skills. You know, we have it on our website that tells you about their culinary background. And it's just, it's really neat to watch them. And a lot of them know each other, so they have a lot of fun with the banter back and forth. And it's a great experience.
Now, do people who want to see this, do they have to register any place, or is it?
That's one of the things right now that you can just walk up, sit down, and enjoy. And like I said, it's been well received. And the meals that have come out of that have just been off the chain. They really do bring it to win it, and they're serious. But the nice thing too is they're very conscious of our green market, and they try to get products that our vendors are selling. So, you know, it's interesting because they'll make a mention. This was from Independent Seafood. This was from Palm Beach Salt. Mm. This was from Jerry's, you know, Farm Fresh Produce. And it helps the people or the spectators that are watching go, oh, I can get that at the green market. And that's not only good for our vendors, but mm-hmm. it's just a great tie-in to see what you can do.
Well, how cool is that? You basically watch a cooking show, then you can get up from your seat and go get the ingredients right there.
Absolutely.
It's very inspiring, even for those of us that could never contribute in that manner.
I think I'm a member of that particular group. That is very exciting. Okay, so that is the first Saturday of every month.
Right.
Right around 11:30, did you say?
It starts at 11:30.
11:30.
Yep. And then with that, you know, we were thinking of other ways. Okay, our vendors have so much to offer, not just a product, but a lot of times when you're going and you're shopping with a certain vendor, they're giving you tips or they're telling you how to do something or how to use the product. And we wanted to take that one step further and be able to offer different classes or sessions for our vendors, or for our vendors to produce and for our customers to be able to attend. You know, and the ones that have really stepped forward and done it, it's been awesome. We've done casual ones to like Paint and Sip that do highlight, you know, the beautiful waterfront and the scenery around it. But how to care for your orchids. We did one on how to make salad dressings from olive oil, how to infuse your own salt. We did do some fun ones for, you know, the foodies. That we did a beer and wine tasting where you could pair up with, of course, the vendors.
Nice.
We paired them up with different foods that showcase the vendors' culinary skills.
Wow.
And that's weekly for the most part. So that's been a big hit. And you sign up for those in advance, so you need to check our website and see what's coming.
They sell out quick. And we do go through Eventbrite because it's the easiest way to do it. But there's a link right on our website that brings you right there.
And those reservations would be free, or do people have to pay for them?
People do. There's usually a small fee for them. Okay. And depending on what they are, we did a charcuterie one time, and that was a little more costly. But again, the products that go into it are that. And everybody walked away so happy, and they walked away with a beautiful charcuterie tray. So
nice.
Super. It was a lot of fun. Super cool.
Fun. Okay, so we've gone through two fabulous tips. What's number three?
Well, I think I'm taking most of the food things because that is...
That's her, she's the foodie in the group. That is actually a chef. So.
Yeah, my love language. I have a food and beverage background as well. You got to come hungry for this. Whatever you do, it's down there for you. You know, you can get a gourmet crab cake and eat it on site. You can also take that crab cake home so you can get it hot or cold. Every type of beverage you can possibly imagine. There's, you know, five different coffee vendors, but every single one is different and has something different to offer. But we've got Korean barbecue, empanadas, brisket. We've got amazing barbecue vendors, and they have, you know, breakfast bowls, and you can even get soup at our market. So if you leave hungry, and for all of us that are true foodies, you really want the pastries, because for the love of pastries, it is down there. They have croissants and donuts and bagels and quiche. Don't even get me started. If I grazed my way through the green market, I I think you'd have to roll me out of there.
Right. So on the way to the Green Market, we do not stop at the breakfast joint. We go straight to the Green Market.
Absolutely not. You eat there.
Is there coffee there?
100%.
Oh, my goodness.
Several locations.
There's five different coffee vendors that I can think of off the top of my head. But not only that, there's tea vendors as well. So if you're not coffee, there's fresh juice. Mm-hmm. So there's something literally for everyone.
Wow. Okay. There is three. I'm getting hungry just listening to this.
But not to mention your furry friends. There is even things for them. We have four different dog food or treat vendor on site. So not only do you get to eat, but your four-legged fur friend gets to eat.
Hopefully not stealing thunder from one of the other tips. It's bringing your pet to the Green Market is almost a tradition now, is it not?
Well, it is. I mean, the next thing I was going to talk about is fun in the sun. And you certainly can bring your furry friend. My own Captain Morgan, the Black Lab, is there every single week with my husband. We ask to be on a short leash and obviously to pay attention to their hydration needs. We do have water locations on site, too. Pet friendly, you want to make sure, and I speak as a big sun prevention person, talks about it all the time, make sure you bring wear your sunscreen, because the intercoastal breezes are beautiful out there, but we do get, we hope for the rays. We like the days with the rays, right? The hat, and we actually have some great Green Market hats. We still have those. We didn't sell out quite yet, which I usually wear mine because, again, what I do is outdoors most of the time, so I need to be careful. And then we have every single week, we have entertainment. And the Joe DiMaggio's Children's Health and Specialty Center Entertainment Zone. So a lot of people, they do their shopping. They get that taken care of for the majority. They get their smash burger or croissant or their cider donuts or whatever it is that they're going to get, and then they go find a place in the shade and they listen to the entertainment. And then bring yourself a big old shopping bag, because there's 125 vendors and you're going to fill that up very, very quickly.
So what I'm hearing here is that it's not drop into the Green Market, spend 15 minutes and then parachute out. You could be there all day.
Yeah, we're not the grocery store.
No.
Absolutely not.
And most people do. You see them with their kids, and they're sitting in the great lawn. They're eating, you know, and we've definitely taken on the role with helping our sustainable footprint. We do encourage people to bring their own bags or grab a Green Market bag, but you do. You see them down there, and they're enjoying it for everything that they can out of the market.
And, I mean, what's not to enjoy on that waterfront? And then we also see them, you know, sometimes maybe they're not quite full and they're up the street and they're having lunch, and our merchants are our brick and mortars, which are also super important to us. And I should remind too, parking. So know before you go with the parking. If you get here by 9, you're usually fine to park for free in the city center garage, which is here at City Hall, or the Clematis garage, which is Banyan just to the west of Quadrille. It's free from 9 to 1.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, and we just suggest you get here early, because there's a lot of people that want to see the number one market in the country that
it fills up.
Hope stays that way.
There you go. Well, I've sort of lost count. I mean, I think we think we got 5. We might even have 6 or 7. Is there anything else that we need to cover?
I think we have tipped you very well.
I think we have got a absolute playbook of having the best time down at the Green Market. And once again, let's remind folks, you guys will be now in a competition for being the number one Green Market in the United States. What's the organization again?
USA Today.
USA Today, 10 best. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and this is not just the first or second time. We are now going for the fourth time in a row that we have been going for, or might hopefully win, best Green Market in the USA.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So people at home can vote. How will they get to be able to vote?
So I think the easiest way to do it is to watch our social media. Mm-hmm. Green Market has Instagram, Facebook. So does Events WPB. That's our overall. We will be blasting this out very frequently, and it'll link right to the voting location.
And don't forget, we have that address. It's going to be on the website the city website, WPB.org, and I can pretty sure that if just going to the main page towards the top, you'll see a direct link, as well as going to the community events page, which is located
WPB.org/events.
There you are. So we are asking folks to help us out. We're going for number four here. We need every vote possible. And on top of that, you guys will have basically signage at the Green Market as well.
We sure will. We'll have signage right at the Green Market with a QR code, super easy to connect right to the voting location. And we encourage you to vote on all your appliances, all your technological appliances every single day.
We vote daily. Yep.
Please, yes, you can vote every day. So you can help us out. So we're going for four here. It's pretty exciting. Well, well-deserved, too. What an amazing place and what an amazing event. You guys have done fantastic things to make the Green Market basically a shining jewel for the city of West Palm Beach. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this podcast direct from City Hall in West Palm Beach, Florida. We hope you've enjoyed our conversation today. And if you did, please subscribe and let your friends know we're here. We also want to hear from you. Tell us what topics you'd like to know more about. Drop us a line at podcast@wpb.org. The City Center Podcast is a production of the City of West Palm Beach Communications Department. I'm Jerry Marcello. We'll see you next time.